Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio, and for Lisa Dent. And we were talking about the sad news about Olivia Newton-John. And we realized that there's a longtime friend of ours that had the privilege of working with Olivia for many, many years.
Yep. Chicago's own Skip Graparis, who's a member of the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for his years with the New Colony Six. And, yep, he worked for 4 years with Olivia Newton-John. Skip, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Sure. I'm still kind of processing everything. I don't have anything real special, planned to tell you or whatever. But
well, when did you work with her, Skip?
This would be 75 through 78.
Wow.
How did you first come to be associated with Olivia?
It was through a drummer friend of mine, Bernie Pershey, who had played on an album I did for Mercury Records in the band Trilogy back in 70, 71. And he was playing in their then touring band, and they needed someone who could fingerpick acoustic guitar and sing backup vocals to flesh out the touring band. And so I got the gig through Bernie.
I have to ask you the obvious. What was it like working with her?
It was really wonderful. She's just the best. She was as sweet and nice and fair and as you would hope her to be and expect her to be, given her the personality and so on. And it was a great 4 years. Whenever we always seemed to be on the road, and when it was my birthday, and she'd have the audience sing happy birthday to me. And I played, in fact, just today, it's the coincidence, I was putting Nashville Tuning Strings on my old Ovation that I played in her band, so that I could do Please, Mr. Please in my 1970s Heroes of Rock show, which I actually have coming up, I may mention, August 27th at the Bicentennial Theater in Joliet. And I always do Olivia, in it. And I thought, why not do the song the way, with that special tuning that John Farah came up, used on some of her hits. And I take a nap and I wake up to find that she's passed. What else I can say? Yeah. It's just great. She was a very professional performer. Her voice was always great, very consistent. I think I can only remember one show, might have been early on, where she'd had an argument with her boyfriend before a show, and you could hear just a little faltering in her voice. But that was the only time in 4 years that she wasn't just sparkling.
Just as someone who spent a lot of time playing a lot of her hits, I always had the feeling that she sounded like she had almost a perfect pitch.
Yes, I don't know that. I think she had tremendous relative pitch. I don't think she had actual perfect pitch, but she had a great ear, and yes, always in tune.
She just sounded like one of those performers that you would never have to overdub or auto-tune or anything like that.
Exactly. You nailed it. Yeah. But back in the day when people kind of had to be like that, legitimate singers anyway. She didn't need gimmicks. In fact, in the mixes and her records, I remember that they used to put her voice up very hot in the mix or loud for the layman. You couldn't do that with everybody because you would hear all the flaws and, a lot of voices you need to bury a little bit or double or triple them or, whatever to make up. Not Olivia. You can listen to a song like Having Never Been Mellow or whatever, and her voice is way up there because it was so rich and full and great that you could focus on it that much, I treasure the time, the 4 years that I spent with her. I made lifelong friends in the band. After that first year, operation shifted to Los Angeles, and the first band that I play with stopped working with her, and so then it was great L.A. session musicians and so on, mostly, and then I would fly in from Chicago to rehearse and so on. Anyway, it's a terrible loss.
Yeah.
I mean, she said a while ago that she wasn't going to tour again. I went to see her at the Rialto in Joliet a few years ago when she made up for a very short tour. She made up for some dates that she had canceled when she realized she had cancer again.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I got to, we were the only guests allowed backstage that time because she still wasn't feeling the best. She was just a little, I mean, her concert was still great, but you could tell just a slightly lower energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, what's that?
I said understandably.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I wish I had that we had took a nice picture with Carol and Olivia and myself, and I'd sent her some great some flowers, and she called me out during the show to thank me for them, and just the best lady, just great memories, great music. I always had great respect for her producer, John Farah, who just wrote and arranged just terrific tunes, you know, including You're the One That I Want and Hopelessly Devoted to You, you know, from Greece.
Sure, sure.
In fact, when Greece came out in 78, actually right before it came out, in the middle of our Vegas show, a screen would what do you call it? Just hang down over the stage, and they'd play the opening number from Greece, Summer Lovin', and so on. And anyway, phenomenal lady, great memories. I'm still trying to process.
Well, our condolences to you on the loss of obviously a very dear friend, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us and sharing some memories of your friend.
Thank you guys for thinking of her, and we'll talk to you some other time.
Okay. Thank you, Skip Harris. Appreciate it.
What a loss.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. More coming up. Mary, what's going on with weather and traffic?